This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Now, how to deal with the Taliban? Our next story takes a look at the perils and urgency of dealing with the Islamic group known for its territorial gains in Afghanistan. But now, Pakistan's regional government in Northwest Frontier Province have made a deal that the entire South Asian region will be watching, including the United States. Regional Pakistani officials say they'll impose Islamic law in parts of the Northwest Frontier Province where Taliban fighters increasingly hold sway. Join us to talk about the details of this controversial decision is Haroon Rashid, correspondent for the BBC's World Service. He joins us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Haroon, this is a really interesting breakthrough that originally was just about a ceasefire, a laying down of arms by certain Taliban leaders.
Yes, of course, it has gone as a big relief for the people of this insurgency hit Swat district. They have been seeing this violence for the last 2 years, and this breakthrough that was yesterday announced and formally signed today, the government hopes to introduce Sharia courts in that district so that people can get quick and early justice on their doorsteps. The early signs from the militants are also quite positive. They have announced a unilateral 10-day ceasefire in that district. So people are hoping that they get into this agreement formalize and permanently make this ceasefire so that the district is allowed to return to normalcy.
Well, Haroon, isn't this going to play as a concession by the Pakistani government to the Taliban? And is this really likely to pacify Taliban fighters on the Afghan side of the border?
As far as Pakistani government is concerned, they are saying that they haven't given out anything extra. It is all in the constitution. It is all in the laws of the country. And according to human rights of the local people, they have just facilitated them. And since they wanted Sharia system in their district, they have given it to them. As far as the militants are concerned, I think to a large extent, some of the militants might agree to this agreement and decide not to fight the Pakistani security forces anymore. But there will be still a small chunk of these militants, hardline militants, including Al-Qaeda foreign element, who would not like to have this ceasefire because they are still saying that although this is a good agreement, but their political agenda extends far beyond that district. They want this system in the whole of the country and in fact the whole world. So you can easily judge what
sure.
their aims are.
Finally, there are cynics in Islamabad there who will say that this actually just makes public a relationship between the Pakistani government, particularly the ISI, and the Taliban, which goes back a long, long time. Anybody talking that way this morning?
No, not at the moment. I mean, the Pakistani former president has come out strongly against making any statements against the ISI or the Pakistani army at the moment. He says this will weaken the war against terror, which the world cannot afford. So I think the general impression here is that the ISI and the military is on the side of the political government.
So a deal with the Taliban. Haroon Rashid, correspondent for the BBC's World Service in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
a controversial deal between Pakistani regional government officials and the Taliban to lay down arms in Northwest Frontier Province, where Taliban hold territorial gains.